Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible says we should call upon the Lord while he may be found. See, call upon the Lord while he may be found. Seek the creators of the seven stars, of the Pleiades. Seek him that is able to, you know, turn the shadow of death into the morning. Seek the Lord while he may be found. In reality, God never hides himself from man. God never denies man access to his presence or to the totality of his glory. That thing that bars man from God's glory is a defiled conscience. Are you listening? It's a defiled conscience. It's a conscience that puts a kind of wall of, you know, separation between man and God. And you know, when a man begins to backslide away from God, there's a continuous, you see, how do I put it, layer of darkness that envelops the man, so that he thinks that he's infinitely separate from God. But in reality, what? God never left man, and God will never leave man. So we have to seek the Lord while he may be found. It means that we have to stir up ourselves and lay hold on the name of the Lord. See, because the longer we stay out there, the more we play the prodigal son, at times the more difficult it gets to get back into that realization of the glory that you are. Just imagine a child that is just 5 years old, 10 years old. You know, it is somewhat easier for that child to return back into God's presence. You know that? Because he has not accumulated the layers of how do I put it, layers of guilt, layers of experience, sins in this world, and all these things that kind of stand as a wall between man and God. So the earlier we do it, the better. Stirring up ourselves daily. See, putting in remembrance the things that we have heard. Isn't that what Peter said before? Shortly before Peter left the scene, shortly before he left the tabernacle, that's shortly before he went beyond, Peter admonished the brethren. Say it. I'll go to 2 Peter chapter 1. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my disease, that's after my death, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my Son, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed. I listen, take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Let's stop there. Praise God. Now, Peter is saying here that we should put in remembrance the things that we have heard concerning the majesty and the glory of the Son of God. See, if you listen to all the messages that we've been hearing over the past few years, it's all centered on the majesty, the image, the glory of the only begotten of God. See it. And that thing that Jesus Christ did when he transfigured upon the mountain, which Peter calls the holy mountain in this instance, that thing Jesus did when he transfigured, he remains the focal point of the gospel. Because the Father thundered from heaven, saying what? Hear him. Isn't that what the Father says? The Father said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And he followed saying, hear him. Now, that message, that word that came from heaven, testifying of the beloved or the begotten of God that is within every man. God wants every man to hear. See, let this revelation like light shine through the ignorance of our human lives, our lowly mortal lives. Let this sure word of prophecy, this revelation light, shining on, and let us take heed as we hear these things, so that what the morning star, the day star, dawns in us. And who is the morning star? Who is the morning star? Christ says what? I am the bright and I am the morning star. All this is in the book of Revelation. Isn't it? I am the bright and I am the morning star. Book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. That bright and morning star is what Peter is referring to there. That bright and morning star has to dawn in every man as he takes heed to that revelation light that is streaming forth from God in this hour. This is the message. We must take heed. Take heed. Now, why does he say take heed? That means we should diligently take heed. Be attentive. Sit. Lay hold on this thing. Don't joke with it. It's not child's play. Take heed. Put these things in remembrance. Paul says in another text, stir up the gift in you. Stir it up. So how do we stir up the gift in us? By putting in remembrance, meditating on these things day and night, fellowshipping in the word, walking in the light as it's in, exercising ourselves in godliness. Praise God. Take heed. So that you will see the salvation of the God, of the Lord. So that you will experience these things that you have heard. You will enter into this, to these things totally, and experience the beauty and the glory of the Lord. These things are not just there in the Bible for faith talk. See, there's a moment to hold things by faith and walk by faith, but there's a moment to experience these things. Hallelujah. If Moses walked 40 years in the wilderness, he endured because he was able to perceive the invisible one. But the time comes when Moses stands face to face before the invisible one. Hallelujah. So there is a day of coming, of the coming, of the appearing. There is a day of the breaking forth. It is right now. And it can only become better. See it? It's like the dawning of a new day. How does it come? From pure darkness, isn't it? Darkness at midday, and gradually the day dawns until you come to noonday, when everything is made plain. You see everything clearly. No more stumbling. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we're going to go to quickly to the book of Revelations. You know, when we talk about the coming of the Lord, the power and the coming of the Lord, we must understand that the coming of the Lord, Jesus, that the Bible quotes many, many times over and over and over again, is something that occurs within every man who is able to hear and keep the words of the prophecy of this book. Those who are able to hear the voice of the Spirit and lay hold on it are those who are going to be able to display, manifest, appear as he appears, realize this great mystery of the ages. Praise God. Jesus Christ several times in the book of Revelation says that I come quickly. Now, if these things were supposed to be literal coming quickly, Jesus Christ said these things 2,000 years ago. Isn't it? The book of Revelation was written over 2,000 years ago. And Jesus Christ said then, I come what quickly. So when is he going to come? 2,000 years ago, he was coming quickly, and we are still 2,000 years later, people are still expecting him to come from somewhere. You see, we must understand that the words of the prophecy of the book of Revelation can only occur now as you hear the voice of the Spirit. See, it's simply the apocalypse, the unveiling, the unsealing, the manifestation of Christ that you see in the book of Revelation. In fact, the whole Bible, the prophecies of the prophets, the mysteries locked up in the laws, the commandments, the testimonies, all these things simply point to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in you. It simply points to the unveiling of the perfection and the glory that you are. Hallelujah. Every single thing in the Bible, right from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, is simply a prophecy that is to be fulfilled in you as you hear the voice of truth and hearken to it. It will not be fulfilled in somebody outside there. It's not going to be fulfilled somewhere in Jerusalem. But it's happening where? In you. Hallelujah. I come quickly. It's something that happens in you as you hearken to the voice of this prophecy. Hallelujah. The book of Revelation is not a history book for something that happened yesterday or something that will happen tomorrow. But it's something for us for now, as you hear the voice of the Spirit. Mind how you hear. Mind how you keep. Not how you kept or how you heard, but how you hear and how you keep now. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Who doesn't want to experience the blessings and the glory? The unlimited spiritual blessings reserved for those that love God. Eyes have not seen, neither ears heard the things that God has prepared for those that love him. Hallelujah. Nothing, no man, natural man can fathom the great riches and glory that are stored for those who can grab the mystery of Christ. Hallelujah. And grabbing the mystery of Christ is grabbing the mystery of yourself. Hallelujah. God has given us the power to escape the realm of hell and death. Praise God. He has given us the power to escape the dimension of corruption. He has given us power to awake out of the dunghill. You know dunghill, what it means? You know, now we have sewages and all these things in the world where people, what goes out through your toilet goes into sewages and dumps and all that. So you can see in the past, they used to have a kind of valley where you had all the, you know, the dump, the trash, feces of men, all the garbage and all that thing was dumped there. See it? And if you read Psalm, the psalmist says that God lifts up the poor out of the dunghill. See, when you talk of the dunghill, you are talking of shit, of feces. See, God lifts the poor out of the dunghill. How many of us know that in our humanity, as men, we are lowered into the dunghill? See, that's why a lot of us are in so much of mess now. Our whole world is crumbled. Compared with pains and sorrows, uncertainties, fears. See, emotional problems, bitterness. See, hate. Confusion. Health conditions. Uncountable problems that beset man. See, but the gospel is here to release man out of corruption. Give a man escape out of the mess, the outer darkness that constitutes this world, so that man can realize himself in the light and walk in the light. Man can realize the boundless glory that has been bestowed on him from the Father from the beginning of the world. Praise God. So we better believe it when we hear of the New Jerusalem, God's kingdom. See, no more darkness, no more pain, no more sorrow. For we are seated in heavenly places in Christ. God gathers his people out of the realm of outer darkness, out of the dunghill. God gathers his people from the places where they were wasting, perishing, where there was no hope, and God gathers them back into the place of majesty and glory, where they can reign as God. Hallelujah. Book of Revelation chapter 22. Can we turn there? The book of Revelation chapter 22. Behold, I come quickly. Hallelujah. Now John first of all starts off with the glory of the New Jerusalem. Inside the New Jerusalem, he saw the servants of God serving God. They see his face day and night. The Bible says that there is no more curse there. He saw a crystal clear river flowing out of the throne of God, and the trees of life on either side of the river. We know that today that we are the trees of life. Hallelujah. We are the trees of life planted by the streams of living water. Hallelujah. We're the ones who produce fruit in season, and our leaves never fade out. We are the ones who have the heals, the leaves for the healing of the nations. You know that? We have the leaves for the healing of the what? Of the nations. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says that they see the face of God and they serve him. How many of us know that no man can see God and live? Jesus Christ said, blessed are the pure, for they shall what? See God. You see, these are people who are redeemed, because you are not such thing as a pure man. Have you heard of a pure man before? Have you heard of a pure man? There's no such thing as a pure man. Have you heard of a good man? There's no such thing as a good man. So you can see that these people who enter into the new Jerusalem, who enter into this new era, where there is no curse, no more pain, no more sorrow. These ones that reign in lights, in delights, in pleasures. Hallelujah. They are not men. These are people who have been elevated. Delivered from their human life. Praise God. You know that our lives as human is the problem. That life that attaches us, gives us a sense of belonging to a world that is not our world, gives us a sense of belonging to the natural, to the material, to the temporal, gives us a sense of belonging to corruptibility. Is it? Are you mortals? Are you earthly creatures? Is your father a material God? Oh, praise God. We started to worship gods of gold and silver. We became material creatures. Instead of standing in the image of our father, we now began to stand in the image of the creature. Instead of standing as the creator, we lowered ourselves and became the creature. We corrupted ourselves. See, but God, I tell you, God is not here to condemn any man or to look at any man's sin or whatever. What he's here to do is simply call his sons back home. Come back home. Come back to the place of glory. Come back to the place of power. Come back into the lights. And stand in the light as the Son of God. So you see that those men who are serving the Lord in Revelation chapter 22 said, praise God, I'll just start from verse 3. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and every lamp is in it, and his servant shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be written upon their foreheads. Hallelujah. Now you see, the name is written upon their foreheads. Isn't it? New nature. They walk in the nature of what? Of the Father. They walk in the name of what? Of the Father. You know, when we hear of baptism, you baptize, you take a man, you put him inside water, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son. All that is religion. Are you listening? All those things that we have done in the past, where you put a man and physically dip him in water, and you say you are baptizing him into water. All that is what? Just darkness. That is outer darkness. See, these ones who walk in the New Jerusalem are baptized into what? Into the name of the Father. When you are baptized into the name of the Father, you live what? On account of the name of the Father. So that it's no longer you, but what? The Father that lives in you. Jesus of Nazareth, you know, from the moment he was dipped into that water, which is symbolic, you know, from the moment he was dipped into that water, and the moment he rose out of that water, you know, it was no more Jesus of Nazareth. It was a new man walking in the name of the Father. The moment he came out of that water, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. This is my beloved son. Immediately he came out of that water. Why? Because he had consecrated his life unto the Father. I and the Father are one. He had let go of what? The human life. He had let go of every attachment to the outer to lay a hold on the truth. So you see, Jesus, from that moment, he was in the New Jerusalem. He was experiencing that thing. serving the Father, seeing the face of the Father. The Father has not left me because I always do the things that please Him. I and the Father are one. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Because the Father's name was inscribed upon His forehead. Hallelujah. And this is the calling that with which we are called today. Hallelujah. Because those who will stand in that new creation, those who will walk in the glory of God, will walk in that union. No more in the old way. Hallelujah. Because the former things are what passed away. The former things are no more to be remembered. Behold, I make all things new. A new creature, a new creation. No more curse. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Verse 5, Revelation chapter 22, verse 5. There shall be no more night there. Amen. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and it shall reign forever and forever. Then he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. Are you listening? The things which must shortly take place. Now, he's saying here that all the things that he saw in the book of Revelation, the horsemen, the fire, the falling stars, the burnt, you know, trees, the destroyed ships, you know, the battle of Armageddon, the trumpets, the angels appearing from heaven, the judgment of the great Babylonian woman that sat upon the many waters, the harlot. You see it? See the annihilation and the binding of the beast that comes out of the sea. All these things, the conveyor of the message is saying here that they are to be what? They must take place shortly. Because people are expecting something to happen outside, isn't it? Go to the market, see books. Books on the bookshelves. Amen. Messages all over the world. Tapes, video recordings. Different versions of what the end of the world is. People are still expecting something to happen. When the angel says that this thing must happen shortly, I tell you, this is what will happen shortly right there in John the Apostle as he was receiving this revelation. And you too right now have to receive this revelation from above. Hallelujah. And this thing is happening to you shortly. These things will take place in you shortly. Go down. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the word of the prophecy of this book. Now listen. Behold, I come quickly. This is the word of Jesus. Blessed is he that keeps the word of the prophecies of this book. Because you are keeping the words of the prophecy, not the letters of the book. See it? You are hearkening to the voice of the Spirit that is speaking, not to the letters. The word of the prophecy is discerned and received spiritually. It's deep calling unto deep, not letters unto the carnal mind. Because the carnal mind can never receive the things of God. I come quickly. I come quickly. Blessed are those that keep the words of this prophecy. Hey, I come quickly. And that's 2,000 years ago they wrote this word. Brethren, this Bible, this book of Revelation has to be opened in you right now. As you are there right now. And you now must begin to hearken to the words of the prophecy that is written in this book. Hallelujah. The words of the prophecy is simply speaking at the manifestation of the Christ in you, the unveiling of the Christ in you, the unveiling of the light personality in you. I come quickly is the coming of Christ in you. It is the unveiling of you yourself, the way you are known of God. If any man wants to be blessed, if any man wants to be blessed, and you know when Paul writes his letters, he says, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. And everybody just says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Means that the glory, the power, everything that is bestowed upon Christ, the Son of God, be with you. As you hearken to the words of this prophecy. See it. Everything that is His is yours. Because you are Him and He is you. What the Bible is simply trying to tell you is that you are a son of God. You are not male, you are not female, you are not poor, you are not born. Your origin is not in the flesh, in the earth, you are not a flesh being. You are a son of light. You are a son of God. See, all these things were lost in the darkness of this world. When we sunk into the dunghill. See, and the Father is simply coming here to those people who are sinking down into the dunghill. He loved the world so much that He has given them back their senses. God is giving men back their senses. When He says He has given you the Son, He's simply causing you to come back to your senses. Remember the prodigal son? Now, the prodigal son never stopped being a son. The only thing, he became insane. He was out of his mind, out of his senses. He was dead. See, have you seen somebody that is mentally troubled, mentally ill? Is the person in his right? Does the person know himself? He doesn't know himself. He is insane. See, the man of Gadarenes that went around cutting himself with button and all that kind of stuff and shouting and among the graveyards and living among graveyards, living among tombs. He was out of his mind. He lost all awareness of himself. See, people said he had no family. That's what is written in the Bible, that he had no family, no nothing. He was destitute, alone. A source of ridicule and shame. See, until the hour came when he came back to his senses. When he came back to his senses, he discovered that he has a home. He discovered that he has a family. He was not clothed in that glory of God. So you see, when the Bible says that the Father, God so loved the world that He gave His Son, He gives you the Son by revelation. He imparts the revelation in you. Let there be light. And when there is light, you begin to see the Son in you. You begin to awaken back to realize that you are the Son of God. You are not a pitiable object, a source of pity. Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, I'm sick. Pastor, my husband left me. Pastor, I have a problem in my family. You are a son of God. I have this problem. Pastor, pray for me. Lay your hands on me. Every pastor in town lays his hands on you. Everybody who comes along the, you know, with the Bible is lays his hands on you. Oh, praise God. You are not a weakling, a sickling, a destitute. You are a son of God. See, and God wants to awaken you back to this reality. Awake from the dead. Hallelujah. Awake from the dead. So He says that I come quickly. That's Revelation chapter 22, verse 7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the words of this prophecy. See it. Everything that the words of the prophecy of this book of Revelation, the Bible, even the creation, everything is speaking about the unveiling of the Son of God in you. I come quickly, only as we hear that we can realize this mystery that is sealed up in man. Mind how you hear. Isn't that what Jesus Christ says? Mind how you hear. Because if a man does not hear, what happens is that he continues in the illusion that he's a mortal. He continues in the illusion that he has a kind of life in this world. But one day you wake up, one day I discover that you were only just walking in a dream. You didn't achieve anything. Some people think that they have money and they have wealth and bank accounts and her properties here and there. You just wake up one day and discover that it was all a lie. You have nothing. Praise God. So we are all admonished to hearken to the word. Call on the Lord while it may be found. Hearken to the words of prophecy. See, the world around us is still darkness. And of course, you have to stay awake. You know that? We have to stay awake. It is not, you know, something that is very, how do I put it, easy without the help of the Lord. See it. But we must be strong in the strength of the Lord. This is what Paul says, isn't it? In his letters. Be strong in the strength of the Lord. Don't let anything in this world dampen your spirit. Don't let circumstances of this around you, in your family, in your everything around you in this world, try to rob this precious gift, the revelation that God has given to you. We must take heed and allow these things to lead us into the perfect day of the Lord. See, Christ is the perfect day of the Lord. See, Christ is the morning star. We just read that, isn't it? I am the brighter morning star. I am the brighter morning star. That is you. That is you. A perfect creature. Perfect, without flaw. Hallelujah. Let's read down. I'll go down. And as John saw and heard these things, and when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then he said to me, see that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant and of your brethren the prophet, and of those who keep the words of this book. Worship God. Praise God. Somebody says, how do you worship God? You see, worship God. That's what the angel says. Worship God. You know, all along we have not worshipped God as men. You know, as a man, you cannot worship God. As a religious person, you cannot worship God. See, you people think that you go to church and shout and cry and, you know, clap hands, and you think that's worshipping of God. You only wake up one day and discover that you are just worshipping an imaginary thing that does not exist. Jesus Christ defined worship here. Yeah? He says the hour comes when the true worshippers worship what? The Father in what? In spirit and in truth. Who is the spirit? Christ is the spirit. Who is the truth? If you want to worship God, you better keep yourself in the spirit and in the truth. Walk in the spirit and in truth. Maintain yourself the way you are known of God. That is worship. That is praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is what the Father desires. Jesus Christ did not have to go to the Mount of Transfiguration to start singing and crying and having a night vigil up there before the Lord turned down from heaven. No. All he did was to display himself, the like personality that he is before God. And the Father said, yeah, that's my son, and I'm pleased. That is my man. So let us stop being religious. It doesn't mean we shouldn't sing. It doesn't mean we shouldn't pray. It doesn't mean we shouldn't gather our tithes. But get these things right. Understand what God, the things that please God, what worship is in the sight of God. If you want to worship God, you better be spiritualizing yourself. Walking in the spirit. See it. Walking in truth. No more in the lie. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what seeks God. That's what pleases God. See it. When Jesus Christ went into that water and came out, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Why? Because he, at that point, Jesus Christ crucified the old man, the man of the flesh, the devil. And it's a new man that came out. That is Christ, the Son of God, the one that is before Abraham. Hallelujah. The one that was in the glory of the Father before the world, this world was. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go down verse 10. And he said to me, Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. But he who is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he who is holy, let him be what? Holy still. What is he talking about here? What is he talking about here? See, the words of the prophet of this book are to be fulfilled. It's at hand in you. See it? You know how you can stay filthy? Do you know how you can stay filthy and unjust? Continue as a man. Simple. See, continue in the ignorance of this age. Continue on in carnality as a mortal. That is all. If you just want to be filthy, carry on that way. That's all. See, if a man truly wants to be purified and perfected from God's view, not just outward righteousness, he must be spiritualized. He must walk, conform himself to the image of Christ. The Bible says that, as John the Apostle says, he that has his hope purifies himself even as he is pure. You purify yourself by simply looking at that image that you are upon the mountain. Looking at that light image that you are, far away from the corruption that is in this world. Beholding that light image with an unveiled face and being transformed, conformed to that image. That is the way you can purify yourself. You want to remain filthy, remain down there on the earth. And turn your back on this revelation that God is giving today. Because we know that escape from hell and death, escape from all the woes of humanity, comes simply by having a revelation of Christ, your true identity. Hallelujah. Verse 12. I'm reading Revelation chapter 22. Verse 12. Behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give to everyone according to his word, work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Hallelujah. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and that they may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are the dogs, the sorcerers, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie. What is a lie? Those that love and practice the lie. What is the lie? What is the lie? I, Trevor, born so years in Africa, so years ago, is a lie. See, our persona, our personal self, our human self, that we have edified and nurtured over the years, is a lie. And there's only one thing you can do to yourself, and that is what? Pick up your cross. That's to crucify the old man. Paul comes with the old man who is corrupt. The old man is what? Is corrupt. See, as long as you are terrestrial and natural, you are what? You are corrupt. You are, as long as you have a carnal sense of being, you are what? You are corrupt. See, and the Bible says flesh and blood cannot what? Inherit God's kingdom. See, flesh and blood refers to the dogs, the sorcerers, the idolaters, those that are without God's kingdom. That is flesh and blood. Those are the seeds trapped in the field of this world. But thank God, today we are being given the keys to escape the filth that is in this world. Hallelujah. God is showing us the door, the passageway, the path to life. It's through the revelation of Christ. And every man, we have to fellowship on this in day and night, and he must increase in us and we must decrease. The light of God in us must come forth, and we must live after that light. It's a must. I come quickly, and my reward is what is with me. What is his reward? He says, I come quickly. Somebody thinks that maybe he comes from heaven and he gives you a gold mansion. I was there the other day with a prophet, the so-called prophet. And the prophet said, he saw a brother who passed away. The brother was not so good, and you know, God, in heaven, they gave him a small apartment. A small apartment in heaven. Because he was not so good. All that is baloney. Said, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. I come quickly is the unveiling of the light personality in you, which is Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I, which is in you, is the one that inherits God's kingdom. See it. To him that overcomes, I will give the morning star. I am the brighter morning star. Isn't that what the message to the church in Thyatira? To him that overcomes, I will give what? The morning star. And right here in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 16, it says that I am the bright and the morning star. To him that overcomes, your reward is Christ. Your reward is what? Is rediscovering yourself the way you are known of God. In the resurrection from the dead, you awaken to the fact that all power in heaven and earth is yours. That you have unhindered access to the Father. You have an inheritance, incorruptible, undefilable, eternal in the heavens, which cannot be moved or shaken. Hallelujah. For we know that the kingdoms of the earth below will be moved and shaken time after time. But that which is God's kingdom abides forever. Hallelujah. Now you see, look down. Look back into history in the natural. Don't you see how kingdoms evolve? Have you heard of the Egyptian pharaohs? Rich civilizations that have come and gone. Where are their treasures today? Where are their structures today? They are gone. They are gone. See, but while they live, these things appear to be eternal, isn't it? But they go away with the winds of time. They go away, they fade away, they go corrupt. But we are being called to immortality and into light. We are being called into an inheritance that can never pass away. We are being called to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that I come quickly and my reward is with me. Hallelujah. And I'll give everyone according to his works. Praise God. To those who through patience and good works in hearkening to the voice of truth, humbling yourself to the voice of the Spirit, and walking in the truth as he is in the truth. Those who through patience and continuity seek glory, he grants them immortality and life. My reward is with me. But those who are contentious of the truth, see it, and refuse to hearken, tribulation, and wrath. My reward is with me. I come quickly. See, let the Christ come in us. See, let the morning star, the day star, or the morning star, dawn in us. Hallelujah. Let us get out of the realm of sorcerers, idolaters, This is this carnality. He's talking of carnality, sorceress, fornication. You know, you talk of fornication in the Bible. Fornication is not just going out with a woman out there physically. When you walk in the flesh, you're already a fornicator. Because we are married to the Spirit. He that is one with the Lord is what? One spirit with the Lord. In the transgression, when man becomes married to the flesh, that he automatically becomes a fornicator. All men are what? Fornicators and idolaters. Praise God. Let us lift the outer darkness where the dogs stay. That's the dogs are without. Without are what? The dogs. And let us enter in with singing and with joy, with gratitude unto God, because He has revealed to us the mystery of the age. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Christ comes in us. The coming of Christ is the unveiling of the Son of God in you. Don't look around your, don't look at your condition. Don't look at the doctor's report. Don't look at anything that this world is saying. Because truth can never be changed. Hallelujah. God bless you. Father, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Let the yokes be broken. Let people who hear this message be arise to the light. Let there be a quickening, Father. Let there be a quickening in your people. Let there be a quickening in your people. Who will exalt you, King of glory. And blessed be your name, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us take heed to these sure words of prophecy. Hallelujah. Let Christ come in us. Let every man experience this beauty and this majesty that has been delivered to us by prophecy. Amen. Amen.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. As we conclude the prayer, the Lord revealed to me three wine goblets on the table being prepared. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Three wine goblets. Hallelujah. The Lord revealed three wine goblets. These are, the Lord is inviting us to come and dine. See it. Partake of this cup and, you know, the wine, which is His blood, is communion. Let us commune in truth. The Father knocks on the hearts, the doors of our hearts. If anybody allows Him, He enters in and He sups and He dines with Him. Hallelujah. When we dine with the Father, He edifies us. He brings the remembrance of Christ in us. Hallelujah. This communion brings healing. It illumines the eyes of man. You see, it restores your eyesight. It restores your glittering garments of glory. Praise God. And it restores your riches in glory, because you realize the Son of God that you are. May you be blessed, brethren. Amen. Thank you.